The Ontario Hockey League's holiday break is like leaving metal in water. Rust starts to form. On Wednesday, in Owen Sound at the Bayshore, both teams were rusty. So too, were the officials. Kitchener native Matt Sopp opened the scoring for the Kitchener Rangers, who came into the game 13-1 when scoring the opening goal of the game. He also took the period's only penalty. In the second period, the game became busier. The Owen Sound attack scored a pair, in a period that had 6 minor penalties called, followed by another 8 in the final frame. "It's not a lot of fun," said head coach Chris Dennis. "Especially in the third period. I felt bad for our bottom two lines. They never saw the ice really, and then you want to get them back into the game and you're trying to get your top guys some rest. It just really disrupts the flow for both teams." With Marco Costantini on the bench, fellow overager Leighton Moore sent a point shot to the net in the dying seconds. It was tipped home by Reid Vallade, to tie the game with just 1.5 seconds left on the clock, and secure a point for the Rangers. Give them at least a point in their last 7 matchups. But, in overtime, Colby Barlow sauced a pass to Gavin Bryant and the attack topped the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. "We looked a little rusty. We looked like we had a break," said Dennis of his power play, which at the time of this writing was 1-for-8 in the game according to the league site. "They were much interrupted with a 10-second one here, or a 20-second one there, I wouldn't look at that number really. But, with that said, 2 seconds to go, the power play found a way to get us a point, and we'll take that point." Kitchener comes back home Friday to face the Peterborough Petes, before heading on the road for a New Year's Eve matinee with the Windsor Spitfires.